أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We are going through the beautiful days and nights of Ramadan in the hamd, in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are also on this blessed and beautiful journey of understanding who we are, who our Lord is, and what He requires of us, and how to make our salah more meaningful, and how to taste the sweetness, the lazza of our salah, just the way it was by the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba ikram. Alhamdulillah, we have learnt a lot from the beginning of Ramadan up until now. And over the last few days, we've been talking about falling in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we discussed how you fall in love with another person or being due to their external beauty. And we learned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beautiful, and how we should fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beauty. And yesterday we discussed the beautiful and exalted character of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way that He treats us, His servants, His slaves, in spite of our shortcomings and our failings, He still treats us in the best of manners, and therefore we should always treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the best in return. And today, inshallahul aziz, we'll come on to the third element of why we fall in love, which is the element of favors, of in'am, of bounty or blessings. We fall in love with somebody for their beauty or for their character or for the way or for the things that they do for you. So I wanted to finish off with the yesterday there was a verse that I wasn't able to share with everybody, and that is that Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafurur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that He tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, inform my servants, inform my true servants, inform my true slaves who truly submit and surrender to me, anni anal ghafur rahim. Indeed, I am the ghafur, the one who is often forgiving, perpetually forgiving. I am the rahim, I am the one who is the most merciful. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is His character in spite of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always ready to forgive us, always ready to accept us, always ready to welcome us. All we need to do is be ready to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of manners. So today, inshallah, we'll do the favors, the blessings, the in'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how even in our normal day-to-day life, we gravitate towards those people, or we fall in love with those people who do us a lot of favors. And you have a lot of ihsanat upon you. Those people who came to the UK, and they came via people's sacrifices, or people did ihsan upon them and brought them here into the UK as their son, as their daughter, or as their family member. They have a lot of ihsan upon them. Because of them, they were able to come here, they were able to earn a living and to remain here, and then call their own families and do so much more because of their ihsan. So many other people have done ihsan upon us and help us get onto the property ladder, taught us something, pass an exam, or do something to establish ourselves or to make ourselves successful. And we never forget the ihsanat of those people who have truly transformed our lives and touched our lives and done some great favor and blessing upon us. So inshallah al-aziz, we will see how we can only be grateful and constantly be in a state of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings that He has endowed upon us. Up until now, we've learned a lot about our salah, but one of the core things that we've learned about our salah is to approach our salah with emotions. And this is a very important thing for us to do, especially as for males and also for the females. Otherwise, you won't really change. If you approach your salah without all of these emotions that we've talked about, haybah, of khushu, of having a present heart, of being in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having raja and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't have any of these emotions, then you will continue to do your salah but nothing will change. You will not taste the lazza of salah. Your salah will not become meaningful to you. So we have to change. We have to change the way we view our salah, the way we view our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah azza wa jal reminds us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not compel us and He will not change us forcefully. No. The change has to come from us. The change has to come from you, in your heart, in your mind. When you approach your salah, how are you approaching your salah? With what heart, with what intention, with what irada, with what zeal and love and mawadda and eagerness and desire and yearning are you coming towards your salah, or are you just doing it robotically? So prayer, we've learned so far, is just much more about movements. It's much more than the movements of the body, and it's much more than the movements of just the tongue when we are reciting our thana or fatiha or a surah and the tasbihat. It's much more than the movement of the tongue and the movement of the body. You're actually meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're greeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're talking, engaging with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're sharing your feelings and your emotions and your worry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're acknowledging the presence and the might and the power and the beauty and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are appreciating the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are seeking something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is guidance or forgiveness or whatever it is. You are seeking something, you are wanting something. You want to belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to fulfill the purpose of your creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us for. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan and jinn for one primary purpose, to worship, to recognize and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is so much that we can find in our salah, but we have to find it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to say, here you go and here you go and here you go. We have to uncover all of those treasures. They are just there. We just have to pick them up and realize their beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So today, inshallah, we need to understand how we can love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than just His beauty and more than just in character. Also love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors and blessings upon us. Allah azza wa jal reminds us in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. That if you, insan, if you take your entire life from the beginning of who you are, when you're able to speak, when you're able to fathom and think and understand, and you are able to count all of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can try, you can make this feeble human attempt to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but your entire life will be exhausted, and you can take all of the oceans and you change them into ink. You can take all of the trees and change them into pens. And in spite of all of that and your entire life, you will still never be able to count all of the blessings and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. So we should really, really think about this very important aspect of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. We remember those people who have given us favors, given us preferences and given us certain blessings in our life, and whenever we see them and we meet them, our behavior is very different in front of them than it is in comparison to those people who haven't done us any favors in our lifetime. Those who have favored you, the way you smile, the way you greet, the way you embrace them and approach them, the way you communicate with them is very different. Your body language changes, your character, all of these things, because you remember all of those things. And you remember, if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be where you are today, and then you behave in a particular manner. But those who are just normal, ordinary people, it's just salam dua, and then okay, you go your way, I'll go my way. But those who have done favors upon you, you remember them in your khushi and your ghami, you remember them in the highs and the lows, you are part and parcel of their life as well, and you stay in touch to find out where you can help and where you can repay back that favor and that ihsan that they did upon you. So this is just human nature. So try to just imagine some of the blessings, because we can't enumerate all of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the life that you have, this very existence that you have, is one of the greatest favors and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The breath that you breathe at this very moment, when I am breathing, when we were inhaling and exhaling, the breath that we have, the air that we have, this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it wasn't for this air, how would we survive? How would we exist? Think about the health that you have. Yes, we complain when we get older, when we sustain some injury, etc. But look at the majority of your life and the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. And with that health, you are able to learn and study, to grow and walk and talk. With that health, you are able to earn. With that health, you are able to sustain yourself and provide for yourself and for your family and protect your family and do so much with that health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you as a blessing. Look at the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Hundreds and millions and billions of people are around the world and they don't have any faith. But our faith gives us so much. The friends that we have, the education that we have, the speech that we have, the sight, the abilities, the wealth, all of these things. Just try to think of the things that are in your life. Things that you cannot live without. You appreciate your sight when you see somebody who is blind. You appreciate your hearing when your ears get blocked and you have to go to the doctors and you have to get your ears syringed. You appreciate your health when you fall ill and you are weak and you are unable to do anything. You appreciate your health then. You appreciate your wealth when you are weak and you're unable to earn. You appreciate all of these things when you see the opposite of those in your life. But what you don't appreciate is that all of these come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. They are an ihsan, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. So we as human beings, when we approach our salah, we should remember these things. Yes, we remember the beauty, the majesty, remember the character, remember the haybah, remember the khawf, remember the khashya and all of these things. But alongside all of those things, when you stand in shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think that your salah is a burden upon you, that you are doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, never. You can never do anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will benefit him or that will ever harm him. The sacrifices that we give, the money that we give, the qurbani that we give, Allah ta'ala doesn't consume the meat or the flesh or anything from these animals. Allah ta'ala doesn't take any of your sadaqah. Allah ta'ala doesn't benefit, nothing harms Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the things that you do. You only benefit yourself and you do those actions that bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enable you to receive more blessings and favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these blessings that you have, there are so many: the blessing of parents, the blessing of your children, the blessing of your home, the roof over your head, the food in your cupboards, the clothes on your skin, the clothes in your cupboards, and the wealth that you have in your banks, and all of the things, and so much more. We'll be forever counting. All of these are ihsanat. All of these are favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't have to give you these things. If you look at yourself in comparison to other people in third world countries, other in war-torn countries, what do they have in comparison to you? Very little in comparison. But in spite of that, they are still thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you have a little, whether you have a lot, we as servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should never forget the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And therefore, those who do you a favor, what do we say? I am in your debt. This is what we say, don't we? When somebody does you a favor, does ihsan upon you, yara, I'm always going to be in your debt. I will never forget this. These are the words that we very quickly say on our tongue and our lips. But how many favors do we constantly forget of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We know that we are in debt, our entirety, our existence is in debt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we still struggle to pray. We still struggle to wake up. We still struggle to get up and establish our salah. And even if we do get to our salah, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not remembering all of the favors that He has given us. And we're just saying, oh Allah, here I am. Okay, thank you. Allah Hafiz, bye-bye. This is what we say. Whereas the people that you are truly indebted to, you don't just behave like that to them. You really spend quality time with them. So we are in debt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of our fitrah, because human nature is very important for us to factor in and understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ. That when we bestow our favors upon men and upon man, so upon every single one of us, he turns away and he distances himself. He thinks, oh, I did this all myself. And even our own children, one day, for all of us who have children, your own children will say, why should I give you money to my mom and dad? I did this all myself. It was my earning, it was my effort, it was my mehnat, it was my sacrifice. This is what our children will say to us. I did it all. They will forget that who brought you into this world? Who fed you? Who clothed you? Who enabled you to stand and walk and talk? Who sent you to school, picked you up and dropped you off? Who sacrificed all of these things? Who brought you up? Who took you to all of the clubs? Who taught you all of these things? Who enabled you, pushed you and encouraged you to study and learn and then to pass your exam, then for you to push you and excel to get to where you are? And then, because of all of these favors of your parents, now you are able to earn and you think this is all you? No. And there's a hadith that comes to mind. There was an individual, a sahabi, who never used to treat his mother correctly. He used to earn his money and he never used to share his money and his wealth with his parents, because he's saying, you know, look, they can take care of themselves. Why should I have to give them money? It's my merit, my sacrifice. And the father went and he complained to the Prophet ﷺ that I am old. I'm frail now, I'm unable to work, unable to take care of myself. And then I ask my son sometimes for some money, for some wealth. And he goes, no, budiya ja. You know, you're an old man, you go now, I don't have to give my money to you. You earn yourself and that's it. And the Prophet ﷺ was extremely angry and he called that individual, who was a sahabi as well, and he called him and he sat him in front of himself as well as all of the sahaba ikram, and he said this very, very powerful word that we should really understand, try to really understand. He said, "Anta wa maluka li abika," that you, your entirety, who you are, what you are, what you've become, and what you shall be, your entirety, anta, all of you, wa maluka, and your entire wealth and your provisions, whatever you have, is for your father. So when your father asks you for something, he has every right to ask you for that particular thing. So don't ever think that, oh, you're free and you're above everything now and you don't need your parents, you don't need your wife, you don't need your children. We are always in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are always indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never forget those people who have done so much ihsan upon you. And if it wasn't for their ihsan, you wouldn't be where you are. You wouldn't exist. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when we bestow our favor and our favors upon men, He turns away and He distances Himself away from Allah. May sara kuch kita, you know, I've done it all on my own back. But when evil touches that person, and you know this, you'll see people that you'll never see them for a whole year in the masjid. You'll never see them for perhaps many, many years in the masjid because they're living the life. They're living the good life, they're earning, they're spending, they're enjoying themselves, and you know, they're really, really successful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but when evil touches that person, koi musibat, koi bala, koi fitna, koi fasad, something, some difficulty comes to that person. When evil touches that person, then he turns and he is full of extensive supplication. Then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, merna al-e ho gaya, te'e ho gaya. When people don't turn to the masjid all year, and perhaps many years of their life, but somebody passes away, then they come to the masjid. Whole year passes by, then it's Eid, and then they come to the masjid. Or some other masjid happens in their family, and then they say, Mawlvi sahab, e karo, koi dua karo, koi istikhara karo, ye karo, koi wo karo. Whereas those people who constantly remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are constantly thankful for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes those obstacles and those difficulties from their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give them even more favors and even more blessings. Why? Because they remember where they got all of their favors from, where they got all of their success from. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are grateful to me, this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will increase you in your health, in your wealth, in your family, in your provisions and sustenance and so many other things. شُكَرْ تَكَرُوْ شُكَرْ أَدَاتَكَرُوْ, show your gratitude, show how indebted you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest show of our gratitude, our shukr, our thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is none other than in our salah. When we wake up and we say, Allah, thank you for the life that you have given me. What is the dua? Alhamdulillah allazi ahyani ba'dama amatani wa ilayhi nushur. That, oh Allah, I thank you for, and I praise you and I glorify you for returning my life to me. Because when you are asleep, you're dead. Your soul actually leaves your body when you sleep and it hovers over you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands it, then it stays in the heavens and you'll never wake up. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go back, and then it goes back into you, and then you wake up. So this is why we wake up in the morning and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that life, for that day, for that opportunity. And we say, after you caused me to die, I was half dead. Then you returned my life to me, I'm thankful for that. Allah, I'll do wudu for you. Oh Allah, I'll stand up, I'll pray two rak'at of fajr, of of sunnah, and then I'll do a farz, thanking you and then praising you again for zuhr, that Allah Ta'ala gave you the opportunity from zuhr to fajr to zuhr. Anything could have happened to you. You could be hit by a bus, hit by a car, run over by your own wife, or you know, strangled by your own wife, or something else could have happened. Anything could have happened to you. But if you read zuhr, this is a time for you to again be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are alive, your family's there, your wealth there, and so many other things are there, from zuhr to asr to maghrib to isha. All of these are points again and again and opportunities for us to show our gratitude and our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we think of salah as a burden. Why do I have to say thank you again and again and again to Allah? Ek dafa keh dete na, that's it. Un puri zindagi mein shukr karta rahe. This is what people say. But look at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that whenever any good news would reach the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, whenever he would be happy or any good news would reach him, do you know what he would do? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first thing that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would do anytime good news reached him, that he would stand up and then he would do sajda of shukr, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing, for this ni'mah, whatever has come his way. He would do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When any calamity or musibah, the difficulty would come to the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, do you know what he would do? He would do sajda again and surrender and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Allah, nobody can remove this apart from you. Nobody can alleviate this problem and difficulty apart from you. So in shukr, it's sajda. In difficulty, it's also sajda as well. What is this teaching us again and again? The importance of our salah, the importance of our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remembering the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in other verses of the Quran mentions, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أكرمن وأما إذا مبتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries us and he tests us, you know, sometimes our parents even test us, well, they give us something to see whether we're grateful or not. And then if we are not grateful, then they stop giving us that thing as well. Okay? So even if to a certain degree, if you're not grateful to the government will close your benefits as well and your pensions. You've got to be careful. So insan, Allah Ta'ala is saying that when Allah Ta'ala tries insan, he's generous towards that insan and favors that insan says, Ya Allah, you for your Rabbi Akraman, indeed my Lord has honored me. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we try him again in a different way and we restrict him and his provisions. And that same insan now turns around and says, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا, my Lord has indeed humiliated me. And this is not the case, because insan should be always in a state of shukr, whether he receives a little or a lot, whether things are easy, whether things are difficult. Insan should always be perpetually grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because even in that musibah and that difficulty, there is khair for him. Because without difficulties in our life, we don't change, we don't transform, we don't get better, we don't become more resilient, we don't become, you know, more disciplined in our life. It's only through difficulties do we actually change. So all of the things, and this is why we say, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. This is part of our iman, our aqidah. We believe in Allah, we believe all of these things in Him. And everything good and bad which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we accept that and acknowledge that and know that we should always be in a state of shukr. So salah is the greatest form of expressing our thanks for all of the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine when you are thankful and grateful to those people who have favored you in your lifetime, we should be 100 million, billion times more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran again and again reminds us, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةِ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ, that remember all of the ni'mah that I have blessed upon you. Don't forget these blessings. Don't forget all of these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Even cold water is a blessing on a hot day. Even the central heating that we have and the taps that we have within our homes, these are all blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The different types of clothing and the different foods that we have, even throughout the different seasons, all of these are blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Don't just think But mention all of the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. And you as a family member, as leaders, especially parents, we should constantly, before our food, after our food, and generally as well, constantly remind our children that these are all the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful, be thankful for all of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask our buzurgs when they came here in the UK, what kind of conditions they lived in, what kind of conditions they lived in Pakistan, and now all of the suhulta and the ease and the comfort that we have, ask them, they do true shukr of what they had and what they have. Now we don't know those things because we haven't struggled. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, remember all of these blessings that I have given you. And the best place to remember is in our salah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Today I have completed my favors upon you. I have completed your deen. And the biggest blessing that I have given you is the ni'mah of this deen. This deen is the greatest ni'mah. It is the greatest blessing for us. There's no other greater blessing than the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ni'mah of the deen, and the ni'mah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. The greatest bounty, the greatest boon, the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when He chose and selected a prophet and sent you the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We read Surah Rahman, we love listening to Surah Al-Rahman, reflect on the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats again and again and again. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which one of the favors will again of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny? Can you deny the eye and the sight and the hearing and your nose and your smell and your fingernails and your hand and your feet and your limbs and your heart and everything that's within you? You know, your body, your nervous system, your muscular system, your biological, all of these things, all of these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which one of these will you ever deny? The fruits will you deny? The jannat will you deny? All of the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny? إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Indeed, for the muttaqeen, the great ni'mah is jannah. Jannah where they will be at ease and pleasure. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. And even the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is taught, is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the blessings that I have given you and favored upon you, share them. You know, certain people, they just keep everything to themselves. Oh, Allah knows and that's it. No, Allah wants you to express your shukr. You know, your wife, you know, probably does know that you in your heart love her. That you do, are grateful for the food that she makes in the house, cleaning that she does, and all of the other things, just like your children. But unless you express it on your tongue, they will never ever truly realize and acknowledge that you actually do really appreciate all of their favors and all of the sacrifices that they do. So as human beings, we have to express our gratitude towards other people, even otherwise, even they don't acknowledge it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam informs us that مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. That those who don't even thank people can never ever actually thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask yourself, how thankful are you towards your wife, towards your spouse, towards your children, towards your family, towards your neighbors, towards your parents, towards your family members, towards all of the things around you that make you who you are, that enable you to live your life? How thankful are you to people? How much do you express your thanks to those people? Is it just once in a while, once a blue moon, once a year, or once on Mother's Day and once on Father's Day, or once on their birthday and their occasions? Is it just this? Or are you constantly thankful to those people? Because those who are not thankful to people can never ever be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn shukr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala minimum 5 times a day in our salah. And wherever we go, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that we have. And then we take that shukr and we transfer it to our interpersonal skills, with our family, with our friends. We are constantly thankful for all of the things that they have given us as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. Do they not think about the blessing that we have given of these two eyes and the lips and the tongue that we have given them? Imagine the taste buds and you had no taste buds. Those people who contracted COVID, and what happened to your taste buds? What happened to your health? And how did you feel? Look at all, these are none other than blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah reminds us, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me. What's the best way to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you stand for salah, When you do your ruku, when you do your sajda, this is the best form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember Allah, Allah says, I will remember you, I will put my face towards you, I will shower you with my mercy. And then the verse continues, says, وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Be grateful to me and for all of the blessings that I have given you. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Do not deny them, do not conceal them, do not ignore them. Because if you deny and ignore and conceal the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not recount the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah in turn will also deny and ignore you as well. So salah, again, is the greatest form of showing our gratitude, our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think about this when you come to your salah. This is the opportunity for you to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some people who have done ihsan upon you and you perhaps never see them again. Or they pass away and you say, oh, yara, I wish I had the time to really go and say thank you to him because he changed my life. He gave me this opportunity. Or even perhaps to your parents who are no longer with you. But salah is that opportunity 5 times a day when you can stand up for everything that you know and everything that you do not know. And you say, ya Allah, here I am and I'm just completely grateful, entirely indebted and grateful to you for all of the blessings that you have given me. So the gratitude, it comes from the heart, but it shows itself in your submission, in your humility, on the tongue, in your praise, in your acknowledgement, to your shukr, in your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest ni'mah that we have is the ni'mah of faith. How many people that you know do not have faith? And because they don't have faith, or because they doubt their faith, they don't know who they are, and they're constantly doubting themselves and their identity. What's right? What's wrong? What's good? What's bad? How do I live my life? What are the parameters? What are the rules? And is there a Jannah? Is there a Jahannam? What will happen to me? What will happen to my parents, my father, my children? What will happen to me in the hereafter? Constantly they are thinking about all of these things. They have this uncertainty in their life. They don't actually belong. Whereas faith connects you to your Lord. He teaches you that you have a Lord, you have a creator, you have a fashioner. He created you, he gave you a purpose, he gave you these bounties, he gave you these blessings. He wants you to worship him, he wants you to recognize him. These are the things that you do to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your deen has given you a way of life, a code of life, a blueprint of life. All of these things, there's no unknowns. There's nothing hidden. You know exactly who you are, what you need to do to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your faith solidifies you, humbles you, grounds you, connects you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives you meaning and gives you purpose. And those people who don't have purpose, they just wander their entire life and they waste their entire life. So think about your faith as such a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about the safety that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you within your body, your biological system, and how it's operating without you even thinking for one moment. Imagine how much maintenance you have to do for your car or mechanical things and other things in your life all the time. The maintenance of homes and other things. Whoever does the maintenance of their heart or their body or their white cells or their red cells or their insulin or their liver or their stomach and all of the acids and everything that is running through and pumping through their body, and the body is protecting you from germs and viruses and all of these things all the time, constantly, without even thinking one moment. This is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have safety within yourself. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in a hadith, man asbaha minkum wa'afan fi jasadihi aminan fi sarbihi indahu qutu yawmihi faka'annama hizat lahu dunya. That person who wakes up physically healthy on that particular day, feeling safe and secure within himself, having enough food just for the day, not enough food for weeks and months, just enough food for the day, that person is as though he's acquired all of the wealth and the happiness of the dunya. All of the wealth and the happiness and the blessings of the dunya is in that person. Why? He has aman, he has safety, he has health, and he has enough food to get through his day, and he's not fearful for his life. You know, in other countries, they are fearful of persecution, of getting up, I'm going to get strangled, I'm going to get assassinated, I'm going to get killed, I'm going to get persecuted. And people in war-torn countries, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in what's happening in Ukraine, other places, they don't have any safety. Whereas we wake up every single day, we are safe, we are fit, we are healthy, we have provisions. And in spite of all of these things, if you are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are the greatest loser in this dunya, and you'll be the greatest loser in the hereafter. So salah is another means of showing your shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via His majesty, via His beauty, via His exalted character, and you also fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the ihsanat that He has done upon you and continues to do upon you. And because of those favors, you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humbly in obedience, in submission, say, Allah, here I am, and I am constantly and perpetually grateful to you. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. That do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do a hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be amongst those people, مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, who those who do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sajda of shukr, sajda of difficulty, sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and worship your Lord until you have certainty and conviction in your heart and your mind that waqi, you have actually repaid the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have done justice for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have done justice to the character and the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. There's so much emotions and feelings that we need to have, and because we don't have all of these things when we approach our salah, that is why we are not enjoying our salah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to fall in love with Him, to fall in love with His beauty, His majesty, with His character, and understand all of His blessings and His favors, and truly be grateful to Him when we stand in each and every salah. When we stand before Him, we say, Ya Allah, here I am, with the health, with the life, with everything that You gave us, with the meaning, with the purpose that You gave us, and I am thankful eternally for all the things that You gave us. And when you do that, then you'll see your salah being transformed, inshallah. Qul Aziz, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the sweetness of our salah, the sweetness of our iman, enable us all to find more purpose and meaning in our salah. Wa quli qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakumullahu khairan.